I'm Kim Singletary.
And I'm Rich Collins.
And you're listening to Biz Talks,
a weekly conversation with local business leaders about topics affecting New Orleans and Southeast Louisiana.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Rich Collins. Today's guest is Liz Maxwell, Director of Communications and Strategic Initiatives at the Idea Village. Just like we did last year, we're going to preview New Orleans Entrepreneur Week, which begins March 11th. Liz, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me again.
This year's NOE will feature more than 100 sessions and special events featuring business leaders and experts. And it's free. Can you please give us the 2024 overview?
Yes, let's start from the top. So New Orleans Entrepreneur Week is Monday, March 11th through Saturday, March 16th, 2024. So from where we're sitting now, that's next week. Hope to see everybody out there. Monday and Tuesday, March 11th and March 12th, are NOE in your neighborhood. And so that's where NOE comes to you. There's over 20 pop-up events on the calendar already. You can see all of this on the NOE website, noew.org. I'll just preview that right now. But Monday and Tuesday are 20 plus events happening all across the city. Wednesday is Innovation Day at Gallier Hall. And so that day is presented by Entergy. That's the biggest centralized, free and open to the public day. So there's one day you can't miss. I know we'll talk more about it later, but come out Wednesday at Gallier Hall downtown in the CBD. Thursday is the crossover day where we're doing with Bookfest this year. So I know we'll talk more about that as well. But starting on Thursday, we'll be uptown at Tulane's campus. And so the first ever Third Coast Venture Summit is happening on Thursday all day. That's largely a ticketed event, but there's also some free components that you can come out to as well. And then Friday and Saturday is Bookfest, which is an amazing event. I'm sure many people know about it and are planning to attend. There will also be some NOE crossover sessions that day with authors talking about technology and investing and business. And so we're doing a lot of crossover stuff that way for the end of the week as well. And so that week will wrap up then on Saturday with a closing party on Tulane's campus.
Oh my gosh, it sounds like so much stuff. That's wild. Now, who is NOE for? What's the ideal attendee?
Yeah, so I think of NOE as really for, first and foremost, entrepreneurs, right? If you've got a business, if you run your own business here in New Orleans or anywhere in the greater New Orleans region, please come out to New Orleans Entrepreneur Week. We've got this entire event for you. It's really meant to be a full program of business tools, networking, inspiration, resources, you know, the kind of things you need to grow your business. So whether that's a small place-based kind of mom and pop shop or all the way up to more and more, we've been focusing on startups. So high growth, whether that's tech startups or venture capital-based companies, venture capital-backed companies. There's a lot of programming for all of those folks. But also NOE is really for aspiring entrepreneurs or folks who kind of have the idea that maybe one day this is something they'd like to do, is start and run their own business. So I think there's a lot of resources for those folks as well. And then really it's for the business community at large, for leaders across the city in different industries. It's really a place to come network and build relationships, and anyone who believes and is excited about the future of New Orleans and wants to see what's on the docket and what we can build together. We hope all of those folks come out and join as well.
Nice. Now, one thing I love about this is that it's the Idea Village folks. You guys always are coming up with ideas. So I feel like every year there's something new, something cool. Talk about what's new and notable this year and the faces that'll be around.
Yes, great. So some of the new and notable stuff this year is we've really gone above and beyond, I would like to think, trying to book amazing keynote speakers this year. We know that big names and people who have major stories, work with big companies that are recognizable, are real draw into NOE. So the keynote speaker on Wednesday at lunch, midday, hopefully you can pop out of your office and come to it, even if you can't make it for the full day. Is Edrizio de la Cruz, who's an incredible author and entrepreneur. His new book, The Underdog Founder, is also available. We're giving away 100 free copies to the first people into Gallier Hall Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. So that's a special plug to come early and stick around for the keynote around noon. But Edrizio de la Cruz is a Dominican immigrant who was raised in Harlem. He dropped out of college, was an Air Force aircraft technician, and then built a fintech company that sold to MasterCard in 2021. So this like payment for service platform got millions of people in Latin America access to digital finance services. And so it's just an incredible story, right? Like literally the underdog founder. And he's from Florida now, or he's based in Florida. So it's sort of a Gulf Coast story as well. So we're excited to put the spotlight on him. We also have an opening keynote on Wednesday that's really about featuring Chris Moe, who is the founder of Waiter, which many people, I'm sure, have ordered food from, maybe at home as they listen to this podcast. But not many people know that Chris is from Louisiana. Chris has built this company kind of out of Lafayette, Louisiana, initially. And so he's going to come do the opening keynote on Wednesday. And so that's just a few spotlights of the big speakers happening that I think are new and notable. I think we can maybe get into this more a little later as well, but the Third Coast Venture Summit is the whole new piece of NOE this year also. And so that real spotlight on founders from across the Gulf South who are building venture scale companies and national VC investors. We really want to connect those networks here in New Orleans, which we think will be hopefully a powerful kind of growth center for future of the economy and all that.
For those of us who don't talk the language every day, what constitutes a venture scale company? What does that mean?
Yeah, great. A venture scale company, I just think of as another way to say like venture backed, which is really venture capital backed. So we talked about those like small mom and pop shops earlier for entrepreneurs across the city who, you know, have a business in a place that pays rent and have customers coming through the door every day, or, you know, lots of digital services online as well. They run consulting services. Like all of those folks are entrepreneurs also. A venture-backed company, a venture-scale company, would be something that is taking on investment capital to try to grow 10x, 100x, you know, in the next 2, 3, 5 years. So a lot of the alumni of the Idea Village, the Idea Pitch competition, which we can talk about, but that's part of the NOE Week again this year. Last year's winner was Glass Half Full. So that's a venture scale company that has glass. Yeah, takes on, you know, has customers for glass recycling, turns that into sand and sells that back out for coastal restoration. But they take on investment dollars so that they can scale operations, build kind of greater and greater impact through it. And so, yeah, that's kind of the example of the two different types of entrepreneurship.
Somebody that their idea, they feel like it's big enough that, and it has proven to be big enough that venture capital comes in and helps grow it. Right. It's funny, yeah. The glass half full folks, I remember right before the pandemic, I went and interviewed those. It was three of them at that point in the backyard of a frat house where they had like a little machine. Like we demoed it together. Like we got to ground up a wine bottle, you know, and I shot a little video and everything. It was really inspiring. And then that was literally like, I think the week or two before the pandemic shut everything down. But gosh. I just feel like every time I open the paper or turn something on, I see that another sign of growth for those guys. So it's very impressive.
Totally. And that's venture dollars, right? That's like, even as they scale their customer base, it's totally different to get an influx of, you know, I don't know how much they're raising, so I won't blow any numbers there. Yeah. Speak to what I don't know, but theoretically millions of dollars, right? And can come in and enable you to, instead of reaching, you know, the first 1,000 people, the 10,000, 100,000, et cetera, et cetera.
That's wild. Okay, so just let's talk a little bit about what else is happening during the week. You hinted at the Third Coast Venture Summit. That seems like one of the big things I keep hearing about. Just give us the rundown of that and anything else that's new and worth mentioning.
Yeah, great. So the Third Coast Venture Summit, like I said, is really about connecting founders from across the Gulf South, so Texas to Florida, with national VCs, venture capital investors. And so that's happening primarily on Tulane's campus on Thursday, March 14th, as the kind of crossover day with BookFest. It's crossover day because that evening is the opening keynote of BookFest, which is an amazing event. I'll kind of let them speak to that, but I know it's, I believe it's The Atlantic coming out to sort of present like their new next to notable books, to paraphrase, but Walter Isaacson usually hosts that. And so they have an incredible lineup that kicks off Thursday evening. And so we really want to make sure that, folks are able to check out all of this. The free events on Thursday that NOE attendees can check out as part of the Venture Summit include Halliburton Labs finalist pitch day. And so Halliburton Labs has been a great partner of NOE the last several years. There are major players in the climate tech space. And so we've done future of energy transition mini summits with them at previous NOEs. This year, we're doing a session at Gallier Hall together. And so there'll be a lot of talk of climate tech there as well. But on Thursday, you can see startup founders, so really those venture kind of backed folks, pitching climate tech energy transition ventures. And so that is free and open to the public. That's Thursday morning on Tulane's campus. And then Thursday afternoon, there'll be a few other things kind of scattered in there, but Thursday afternoon, the center of attention is Idea Pitch. And so that's the Idea Villages pitch competition that we were just talking about, Glass Half Full won last year. There are four companies being showcased this year. And so, yeah, that's a great way to kind of tee up the keynote that evening. And yeah, it's unique for us to go uptown and be partnering with Tulane and with BookFest for all of this. But that's sort of the new and notable piece, I would say, on the Thursday side. And then if now's a good time, I'd love to talk more about Wednesday as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Really... One more thing about the pitch. Yeah. One thing I've noticed just as I've watched this event each year, it seems like the stakes for the pitch competition keep rising and the prizes keep getting bigger. I mean, it was maybe like a year or two ago where suddenly it went from, you know, a prize to like an eye-popping prize. So is that going to be true again this year where it's a significant amount of pressure?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like we're setting ourselves up for success by continuing to blow our own expectations every year.
Right.
But no, I'm just kidding because it has been a huge amount of growth in the last few years. I'm just going to say right now, you're going to have to come out to Idea Pitch and see what the deal is this year. There is some new stuff that we're announcing, but a lot of it is part of the Idea Village's more long-term strategy of figuring out how to sustainably fund companies in Louisiana and in the Gulf South. And so that's been part of why, you know, the increase over the last few years of trying to raise more and more capital to support these companies, but then also turn these pitch competitions from something more to like a big popping shiny prize to sustainable funding that they can long-term to grow with. So we're trying to like find the balance there. And so we'll talk more about it at the Idea Pitch competition.
So less about winning the lottery, more about a long-term plan.
Exactly. Yeah. Lottery winners aren't any happier than when they started, you know, that's what data says. So we need long-term investment dollars more than that.
That's very smart. Okay. So yeah, now to Wednesday, talk about Wednesday.
So Wednesday is going to be incredible. I know the whole week is going to be incredible, but this is our third year at Gallier Hall. It's a full day. So starting at 8 a.m., like we said, there you can come and get a free copy of The Underdog Founder if you're one of the first 100 people through the door. Beginning at 9, I believe, is when the keynotes and sessions will start. We're doing all three floors of Gallier Hall this year, which is going to be four stages that we're putting up that'll run simultaneously all day long. So we've never done that much content packed into one day before. We've done one stage or two stages and like kind of split the difference on different days, but we kind of wanted to go big for this full innovation day, which is being presented by Entergy. And I say it's kind of the central heart of things because it's the, you know, one spot, whereas you can see things all over town Monday and Tuesday. There's lots of amazing programming then throughout the Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But it really is kind of concentrated on Wednesday and like packed in. It's very dense entrepreneur day, I would say. And so, yeah, throughout the day, you can check out these different stages. There's one stage that is dedicated to founders' journeys, we're calling it, founder stories, basically. So it's going to be like 10-minute TED Talks all day long of just like, what is it like to start a business? What is it like to run a business? But I would say everything from like motivational to the good, the bad, and the ugly to that thing you never expected. Like, I think it's going to be very compelling. So we've had an amazing curator like working on building that for months now. So founders' journeys will be running all day long on the first floor. The main stage will be running all day long on the second floor, which we've already talked about some of the big keynotes there. The third floor is going to have a dedicated pitch stage. And so I wanted to shout that out as well. Of idea pitch isn't happening till Thursday on Tulane's campus. But even on Wednesday, there's going to be plenty of pitch competitions. So I know folks love that. Please do come out for it. It'll start in the morning with the Junior Achievement of Greater New Orleans running their Trust Your Crazy Ideas challenges, which is high school students.
I always think
it's the most incredible thing. So like, you know, anyone could do this, start young. So they will present their like best of ideas that have been selected through a process of high school students all across the city for the year who have been going through this. Thrive New Orleans is also hosting the Water Challenge again this year. And so that's kind of focused on stormwater management, green infrastructure. So entrepreneurs working particularly on those, again, kind of climate tech challenges. OHUB is an amazing group. If folks haven't heard of, definitely check out OHUB. It's also focused on clean energy technology. And so they have an incubator program for that. And so their top finalists are pitching and receiving big checks at Galler Hall on Wednesday as well. And then the Mayor's Challenge, which I think we maybe mentioned a minute ago, but that's from the City of New Orleans. Mayor Cantrell allocated some funds directly towards sort of future technologies, so AI, VR, that kind of thing. And so, this is the second round of giving away the end of that funding to top contestants who have been going through a process as well. And so, yeah, that will then land at the main stage at the end of the day, both the winners of some of those pitch competitions, and also there's one other showcase that I'd love to shout out that's happening as well. Okay, I'll do that now. We're finishing the gallery hall. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm literally walking the floor plan in my mind as I happening. Okay, so while you're on the third floor, you're checking out those pitch competitions, you're checking out another full stage of sessions that we haven't even talked about at all. All of these are published online now, but another full day of content there. And then the big idea showcase. And so this is something that Rich, do you remember this from other NOEs in the past? This is like 5-10 years ago, they used to do this big idea. Do you remember it as a thing?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, people do. I wasn't here then. I have less direct memory of it, but we're trying to bring it back and do it in kind of a fresh way this year. So this was important to me of like doing a live showcase of entrepreneurs at the event, right? Because we're like going to be at Galler Hall all day talking about entrepreneurship. It's very thought leadership and kind of heady. There's pitch competitions, you're networking. But I feel like if I were showing up, I'd want to see businesses, you know, like what are we talking about? Who are these top companies in New Orleans? And so all of the Big Idea Showcase participants are alumni of the Idea Village's kind of early stage accelerator program. So they have an idea, they believe it's scalable. And so they're just starting that process of like, what does it take to grow this really big? And so the showcase is being presented by JP Morgan. And so there'll be, I forget, around 20, 25 entrepreneurs with booths in the room that day. And then you, yes, you as an attendee, when you register and check in at the front door, you're going to get a little chip. And that chip is your investment dollar for the day. And when you go upstairs to the showcase, we want you to vote essentially, or like, where would you invest? Which of these businesses would you invest in? And so the top finalists of that, that's what will really land at the end of the day down on the main stage, as they'll select the top three, have them kind of pitch and tell their story, and then select a final winner before we all go out to the Wednesday at the Square party, which is the big celebration. So we can all just have some drinks and fun and listen to their amazing music across the street as we wrap up the day.
Well, it sounds like a blast. It's funny you mentioned music, because somebody in your organization described this whole thing as essentially a jazz fest for ideas. And hearing you talk about it, it really does sound as elaborate and complicated as a jazz fest, you know, the cubes.
Mm-hmm. Cubes. You know, we literally call our internal schedule for NOE jazz blocks. Cubes. Yeah.
It sounds like so much fun. And you guys obviously have done so much work on getting this done. Before I let you go, is there anything else you want to say? Just one last word on this year's event, a suggestion for somebody who's on the fence, anything like that?
Yeah, that's so great. I do feel like we kind of covered a lot sort of rolling through it. I would just say register at NOEW.org. So again, that's NOEW.org. It's totally free to register. That's where we just published the full schedule online last night. So you can check out all the sessions and things that you want to attend, build your own schedule there. And yeah, just to land on that, I think the Wednesday centralized day will be amazing at Gallier Hall. And also the BookFest NOE crossover is really special this year. So definitely make it uptown and kind of check out, we'll do a NOE Innovators Lounge at BookFest all day Friday and Saturday. So if you bring your NOE badge with you, you'll get a very special kind of one-of-a-kind treat there.
Nice.
And then there's these crossover sessions. And so it'll just be a fun way to kind of celebrate and end the whole week uptown there.
Well, Liz Maxwell at Idea Village, thank you so much for all the hard work you've done to make this event happen and to communicate it to everyone. And thanks for sharing this information with us today on the podcast.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Rich. Great talking to you always.
Thanks for listening. Biz Talks is brought to you by Biz New Orleans Magazine. Follow us on social media @BizNewOrleans and visit bizneworleans.com for daily news and stories.